Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do you hate sports as much as I do?
No.
No, you say. You love them? You sick fucker. Wait. Check out www.officepoolsheets.com. Printable office pools for sports fans.
And now it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 212 of the TagCast podcast. My name is Terry Guile. I'm the white guy of the podcast. And across the table sits my Indian companion,
Jimmy Carl Gatch. Is this that song you're talking about?
Yes, this is Purple Lagoon, Frank Zappa. Listen. So I tried to learn this song. Well, I did learn it, but this is a different version. This version is at 100 beats per minute.
Mm-hmm.
The Philly 76 version is at 72 beats per minute. Way easier. And
yeah.
Been talking to Pajama People.
Pajama People.
Great band. And found out that their bass player actually lives in North Carolina.
That's
or
crazy.
South Carolina. And so, me being the opportunist that I am, I asked them if there was any way they'd ever need a fill-in bass player while he's out of the area. So they've sent me some music. I've been learning some Zappa songs on the bass. And so
that's awesome, man. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, the drummer and the mallet cat player there. We talked about them. They're a married couple. And they live in Eugene on River Road.
You know what that teaches you, though?
What's that?
You never know unless you ask.
No, and that's I learned that because I have been checking out a lot of Frank Zappa stories of how people came into the band.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it on some of the ZappaCast. They asked. They said, hey, I like your stuff. Do you guys need someone to play? And if you don't do that, you never know if it's a possibility
or not.
Yeah,
they're not going to come to you.
So, yeah, I met them briefly at the show. I didn't say anything about having any interest. And then once I found that out, I kind of said, hey. And he said the best thing would do to... to be...
learn it, right?
He said the best thing to do would be learn it and then come over and jam with them at their house.
Uh-huh.
He said because their practices are kind of few and far between because the keyboardist lives in Portland and... but that would be awesome. So I'm going to see if I can do that. You guys, all of you listeners out there would have to wish me luck because it's not
easy.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
If you've ever listened to Zappa, you know that any of his stuff is not easy.
I'll just go back and listen to the bass part at the beginning of the song, right?
Yeah, that was a crazy bass solo.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if they'd want me to do that or not, but the weird time signatures though from the beginning of that is just a very intimidating, and it took me hours and hours, and I had my stepson there, and I was like, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to learn this at the full speed, and he's like, yeah, you will, just keep doing it. I learned it at slow speed. I sped it up. I learned it
How
faster.
Are you doing that at slow speed? Do you have like a little thing to slow it down?
There's actually some tablature and music sites that have a little player on it that you can slow the speed down.
Oh, wow.
And so it was good, too, because like I said, they play that song at 72 beats per minute.
Uh-huh.
But the Zappa version that was tabbed out was at 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so I slowed it down to 72, and I can actually played. I think I learned it at like 10 or 15% when I started, and I just have to learn little chunks and then throw them all together. But
that's how you learn, man. You just keep working at it, and you get it.
And it seemed impossible, and luckily I had Mike there telling me, oh, yeah, you can do it. Just keep doing it. Oh, you almost got it. You know, sometimes you need that little extra push. But hope you guys all had a good weekend.
No, I did. You know what I did?
I don't.
I tore into a hard drive. You ever had a hard drive, like, just go tits up on you?
I had my friend Phil tear into a couple of them and try to get some of my information and files out of it because it was dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what did you have? Any luck?
No, I just, because it was an external, I just took the internal piece out.
Oh, the external. Okay, I'm having problems with mine right now. What'd you come up with? Anything?
No, it's still whenever I plug it in, because I got one of those that you just can put in. So I took that out, and then I put it in, and it's still not coming up with anything. It's asking me, well, it's not even really, it just keeps reading and reading.
Says, what is your problem?
Yeah, and so it's not. I don't. There's not a lot on there. I mean, it was all my disks.
What brand of a internal?
Seagate.
So I got a WD, which is, I think.
Western Digital.
Yes, exactly. And I need to find, I know I can get the piece. I've been saying this for months, but I can get it off eBay for like $5, but it's a matter of installing it. I'm not very good with the soldering action. I don't have a solder sucker for the green boards, you know, to.
What is this piece you're needing?
It's the USB, the mini USB that plugs in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
And it goes right onto the board. It's got four little points that come down out of it.
Yeah.
And I just wish I could find my old hard drive because I know it has the same power supply / USB / LCD light thing on it, but it's somewhere at my house, my other house, though I moved from here in Albany, and I think it's packed in the garage or something. So one of these years I'll find it, but until then I have no external.
If you just want to smash it and get the internal part out, I could recover the data from you maybe. If
how can you get the data out of it if they can't get a USB to it, though?
Oh, you just take the internal part out, right?
Yeah, and then how do you get the data off of it?
Oh, we already checked that out that one time, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, you have another power source or something, but it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't match up, so.
Yeah, it wasn't compatible.
Yeah.
Compatible.
Wah, 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 wah.
So, we did our live podcast over the weekend, but we're not going to let you hear it yet.
Nope.
It's going to be a bonusode coming up. We got some editing that we have to do with it.
Bonusode.
But I
can
tell
you. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Man, I thank everybody for coming down. And those few people who didn't show up, well, screw you guys.
Yeah.
No.
So it's Monday. You know, it's starting to get, well.
Case of the Mondays.
It's starting to get darker earlier and earlier. Right, and it's coming upon quickly, and it seems like
chilly at night too.
You know, because this year I was keeping track of when's the first guaranteed week, great weekend. You know, that would, you know, you're not going to have rain, and this year it was August, the first weekend of August.
Yeah, and it was like 104.
Because the last weekend of July, it was still raining.
Yeah, it was kind of shitty.
Yeah, and so the first week
we had a spattering of a couple 80-degree nice days, but
and now it rained this last weekend here, and so that makes the other cutoff. You're no longer guaranteed great weekend in the first weekend of September. So now August is your only guaranteed great weather. So far next year, when I keep track, it might even slim to one or two.
Wow. Yeah, I think our nice weather windows are getting shut down to way smaller than they should be.
It's supposed to be like 91, though, on Thursday.
Yeah? That's supposed to have been?
No, it's supposed to be, last weekend. And I don't know if it ever really got there or not.
Yeah, because I am not a psychic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully, you know, and it was like a last weekend, it was like a 92-degree day, I think, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of people and friends on Facebook saying, oh, this is going to be our last nice summer day of the year.
Seemed like it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's true.
I hope not, because I saw my prairie dog saw its shadow. Right?
Oh, yeah, we got six
more.
So
we got six more weeks of Indian summer.
I remember
summer.
Talking about that last week on the show.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we're going to have another 90-degree day then because of your prairie dog. And
I hope so. At least one, you know? Because I know some people like to go rafting.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, you can only raft, you know,
when it's
in the rain.
Oh, we know how to raft in the rain. We've talked about that before.
Oh, that was great times.
That was a good time. It was a little wet.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
A torrential downpour, I think, is the technical term.
Yeah, it was raining spiders. Just like that one
torrential
time.
Torrential downpour.
Yeah, we talked about that when we had that happen up at the Tiger Bar before the Grief Hammer show last summer. Which is, it's already last summer because summer's over.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be fun to be a weatherman?
Oh, man. You could do your job correctly 40% of the time and never get fired and still get paid.
And you could just say crapola, you know, really.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping.
You could say tarantula downpours and, you know, it'd
no
probably
one's paying attention.
It'd be more entertaining than what you'd normally have to do, right?
Later in the week, we're looking for a downpour of frogs, too. It's raining frogs in the area.
Well, weatherman is always flavor because they are only right 40% of the time, so they're always
flavor.
There's kooky, wacky characters, you know, like your
hey,
Al,
everybody, how you doing?
Al Roker, he was a weatherman, right?
He is the weatherman.
Yeah.
Still,
yeah.
I believe. He's the quintessential weatherman.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, all weathermen are kooky.
Kooky. There's weather women now, too.
I watched this movie. I don't know. You might have seen it because it's been out a while. Winnebago Man. Have you seen that?
I think I have a long time ago. You have to refresh me, though.
Where the guy, he had that video online that probably everybody's seen where he was in the Winnebago, and he just started cussing up, and he's like, "Why are you fucking brother?" And he just cursed, and then he became an internet sensation, and the movie kind of sought him out.
I think I've heard of it, but I think I was thinking of Corndog Man. You seen the Corndog Man?
I have to, but I have not.
You got to, dude. It's the craziest story. So there's this guy. I won't spoil it, but here's the premise. He's a boat salesman, old guy, older dude.
Yeah.
And so he works at a boat dealership. This guy finds out that he thinks that this guy is his long lost father.
Uh-huh.
So he calls him like repeatedly, like hundreds of times at the boat dealership. And it's so surreal and so fucking weird. And he's like, "I ain't got time to be fucking around with you calling me on the phone all goddamn day. You going to buy a boat or not?" Like, then he finally tells him, because he called him several times without telling him that he was his dad. He was just trying to talk to him, and it's just weird. You got to check it out.
Yeah,
it reminds me of those weird, like, Harmony Korine movies, like Gummo. Did he do Gummo? He did Kids, right?
I haven't seen either one of those.
Oh, it was the funniest thing.
Of them.
You never saw Kids?
No.
That was where there's kids fucking.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that guy's kind of weird, Harmony Korine. He makes some weird movies. Mm-hmm. And we were talking outside the comedy show a few weeks ago. I don't know if any of you listeners out there have seen the Facebook picture of the Eugene, the hazy Eugene comedy scene. They posted a picture. And we were outside talking that night. And I think it was Chris Castles tried to say, "Oh, it feels like we're in a," and he was wanting to say, I just about said it. He was trying to say Kids, that movie, but he said Friends.
Nice.
And I didn't catch it at first, and I was like, what? He said something about, and then he died of AIDS, like in Friends. And I was like, did one of the people, I lost Friends after the first few seasons. I go, did one of them die of AIDS at
Ross.
The end? Yeah, from the monkey, right?
Yeah.
That's what we were saying, that Ross fucked the monkey. Ross fucked his monkey and got AIDS.
That's hilarious.
And then he's like, "Oh, I meant to say Friends." And then he said it again, just like that. He's like, "I mean Kids." And then we got into the thing, like, you know how they make old series into movies, like Starsky and Hutch and whatever that other one is.
A-Team.
We want Harmony Korine to direct the movie Friends. And then at the end, they all die of AIDS from
other. If I had the money, I would totally produce that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would contact Harmony.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the money.
Hey, Harmony.
But I... let's start getting dollars.
Have you ever... You've never seen Gummo?
No.
Dude.
I know of it. I just never got around to watching it.
Dude, you gotta watch it. Have you heard about parts of it?
No.
Dude.
All right,
seriously.
That's all I want to know then, right there.
Just
all I want to know. That's all I want to know.
You gotta watch it.
That's all I want to know.
Smoke a bunch of weed... If you have anything that's like to drink.
Yeah. Be careful, you might Napoleon Dynamite it for me.
Oh, it's not the greatest movie, it's just you just have
all right,
to
thanks.
See it.
That's all I need.
It's just like it's a real head cocker,
yeah.
jaw dropper, just some of the shit that goes on that it's one of those ones you think can't write this shit.
I don't even know if I'm, if it's, is it in, on Instant Watch right now?
I think so. I can, I can find out.
I'll figure it out. And then you watch Winnebago Man.
Okay. Winnebago Man.
Which is a it's a heartwarming story.
Is it? I love heartwarming stories.
That's weird. It's, you know, it was a really well done movie. I had never thought it was actually a documentary when it, because I've seen the cover 100 bazillion times of a Winnebago in the background and the guy in the suit.
It sounds super familiar, so I might have seen
it. You
part
might have
it.
Seen it, yeah. And
it might have been one of those ones that I watched part of and didn't get
yeah,
to
or like you watch amidst a dozen and a half other movies, you know, and then gets lost in the memory banks.
Yeah, or maybe some shit's going on.
What do you know about this new... this new... Because Adrian Bacon actually turned me onto this, and I turned... You, I thought you would already have known, but I figured, well, what do you think about this new... this new...
Spit it out, fucker.
What's the guy's name from Who Ricky? The new Ricky movie.
Beatdown.
Beatdown.
I'm excited about it. Right. I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I knew that my friend Bobby from Val Movements would be excited because it's about... See how excited I am? I can't even talk. Rob Wells. And yeah, I think Rob the guy Wells. That plays Leahy's in it, too. He was playing a cop, but he wasn't drunk.
But the one that plays the wrestler chick is actually a serious badass.
Really?
Yeah, she's like won awards and shit.
Well,
oh,
she's
fighting.
In some series right now,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
on
she
TV.
Like travels the world and beats ass.
So, like, the premise is Ricky, Rob Wells, not Ricky, he plays the character who was a kind of a washed up professional wrestler.
Dude, he looks badass. Like, he looks, you know, like a seasoned veteran.
Yeah.
Actor.
And so then, like, his daughter.
He is. He's won awards.
Turns
right?
A Gemini Award.
Yeah.
Which is the Canadian equivalent, I think, of a Academy or whatever.
Now, I'd be insulted if I didn't win an Aquarius Award, though.
Yeah. Because that's your sign?
Yeah.
It means I'd have to win a Virgo Award.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks good. And then the daughter, she gets to be 18 and decides that she wants to be a wrestler. And it's the classic tale of the father not wanting the daughter to follow in his footsteps. Yeah. And it looks interesting. I'm kind of excited about it. It's an indie film, but it looks like a little bigger. I mean, he's done small parts.
They're willing to give him a bigger budget.
He was in Boondock Saints 2. Did you ever see that?
I did not see part two, but I remember enjoying one, but I only saw it a few times.
Well, you should rewatch it and then watch two. Ricky is, Rob Wells, he's just Ricky to me, but you Trailer Park Boys know, you fans know, because he's just Ricky. But yeah, he's like a Jimmy something, Jimmy the Rat.
Jimmy Hat.
Jimmy something, his little helper. And he's in Hobo with a Shotgun. Which is an awesome movie.
I think I've seen parts of that. What I want to know.
It's got Rutger.
Yeah, what I want to know, though, is...
I want to know right now!
Ricky, right? You're familiar with Ricky. This is a little trivia.
Ricky from Trailer Park Boys?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did he lose that number?
He did. Because he's stupid, dude.
I know. Steely Dan told him don't.
I know. Ricky, don't lose that number. I bet Julian probably told him that before.
Yeah.
Rick. When he gets serious, he calls him Rick.
Yeah.
Rick, just fucking don't lose that number.
He kind of gives like the chop too, doesn't he?
Rick, yeah. Oh, the chop. Rick, yeah.
Or is it four-finger chop or is it a full-on?
It's kind of a full tomahawk chop.
Yeah, tomahawk chop.
And then you got Bubbles.
Don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose the number. You got to get me them Rush tickets.
Fuck off, Bubbles.
Yeah, you guys, if you don't know who we're talking about, check them out. There's rumors of the third Trailer Park Boys movie, Trailer Park Boys 3D. Oh, and for any of you listeners who remember an episode a while back where I said, hey, I loaned my season 1 and 2 to someone and couldn't remember
what?
Who. Got them back, found out who it was.
Was it because of the tag cast?
No, it was Randy Massey.
Really? How's he doing?
I haven't seen him, but he'd actually left it at his ex-girlfriend's house, who is the mother of our godson. And so Dana went over to pick up Jaden, and his mom said, you guys are the ones with the Trailer Park Boys DVDs. And she's like, yeah. And she goes, I have season 1 and 2 of your guys's, and Randy left it here. So got that back. Cool. Wow. Now I got my whole
collection. The whole godson connection together now.
Yeah. That's how we met, Randy and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then they broke up.
I remember
up.
Those days.
Yeah. And then we kind of like stayed in touch, even though those guys, he went back to his ex or whatever. And so, and she's kind of busy and doesn't have a lot of time. So we like to help.
Yeah, for sure.
Take care
I just didn't know the connection.
You know, he stays with us like a week at a time sometimes. And I, at his age right now, he's learning a lot. And I've taught him a lot of shit.
Yeah, man.
And it's
pretty. I think the title's appropriate.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And when he gets older, I'm going to make him an offer that he cannot refuse. And I'd say, stay true to the family, Jaden.
You got
to
be.
When they try to call you JJ, don't take no fucking crap from those people.
But you got to teach him at least one lesson with a horse head in his bed.
Oh, man. I already did that. Yeah. He fucking freaked out,
not
too.
Bad,
he was crying his head off. I had to tell him it was just a dream as I cleaned up all the sheets. It was just a pony head, though.
It was a horse stick pony head?
No, it was a real pony. It was a Shetland head. And he didn't understand why I had done that to him. And I said, you'll learn, my son. You'll learn. Don't get shot up like Mikey.
Is that why the... Man, you know, I've always watched the Godfather movies, but I never, like, pay attention
they
enough to
my
follow
son.
Them. I never pay attention enough
Dude,
to follow
they
them.
Shot the fuck out of James Caan in that movie.
Yeah.
It was like Bonnie and Clyde. But I could never make it through 3, even though I love Al Pacino. 3, not so good. 2 was pretty good, kind of a flashback, and it had Robert De Niro in it as a young Godfather. Did you ever know that Robert De Niro played Marlon Brando's character as a youngster in The Godfather 2, which was kind of had a...
See, like I said, I mean... They're always so dry to me, but I like try to stick
There's
with them. But I'm so ADD, I end up doing other stuff.
There's a lot of bullshit and a lot of intro stuff, and there's a lot of like you ever watch The Deer Hunter?
Yeah,
that has about a 45-minute buffer before the movie even starts.
Yeah,
of a wedding and all this stuff, and they're dancing around on the tables. And
have you seen Once Upon a Time in America?
No.
That's like a half an hour of a phone ringing at the beginning.
Wow.
No one picking it up.
Trailer Park does that, boys, on one of the movies, but it's only like 10 seconds. Normal time for a phone to ring.
What about Scent of a Woman? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, Blind Al Pacino.
That movie weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I haven't seen it since it came out. Well, I watched
either.
It twice back in the day.
Yeah.
But I have to rewatch
it. Yeah,
because
it's like, that's a good movie, and then it's like you watch it again. You know, because it was a great performance. I don't know if the material was really great for me, like, but you know, his whole hoo ha.
Yeah. What about Carlito's Way, the original one with him in it? Do you remember that? Because they redid that movie and it came out, and it's just called.
Was he in the re-release?
I don't think so.
What was the re-release with Johnny Depp?
It looked kind of like, but I don't think it was. I don't know. We could do a whole episode on Al Pacino.
I don't even know.
Scarface is awesome. I love Scarface. Such a great movie.
Yeah. I was almost going to quote the ever quotable.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yep.
Let me make you an offer that you cannot refuse. Okay, well.
I would do an Al Pacino episode. I went through and I watched like Dog Day Afternoon when I was younger and Serpico, even though I don't really remember totally. I remember really enjoying Dog Day Afternoon. When they were robbing the banks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's when I was talking about the Dog Days of Summer and on August 11th, which I didn't know why. But speaking of good old movies like that, somebody on Facebook posted one of those random movie quotes, but didn't even ask, do you know what this movie is? But they just...
Mm-hmm. And so you hit it?
Oh, I hit it. It was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Ah.
When he's getting his intake meeting and the doctor says, well, they've sent you here for an evaluation to see whether you're mentally insane or I don't know how it was worded exactly.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, McMurray, why do you think you're here? And Nicholson comes back with, well, basically, I guess it's because I like to fight and fuck too much. I was like, I love that movie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
That is a great movie, man, but so like... He plays that character so well that you get so into it and you're so shattered.
Yeah.
With what happens, you know, by the end. You're just...
Yeah. He gets fucked up. And he makes a lot of good...
You, though,
he
man.
Makes a lot of good friendships in that movie, you know, with Danny DeVito and the dude from Christopher Lloyd. From Everything.
But, I mean... Man, that is a great movie in the sense that you can watch that thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it still, like, plays with your emotions to where, like, Sixth Sense, yeah, you know, I mean, first time, maybe the second.
I see dead people.
But, you know, after that, are you really, does it really pull at you?
There's certain movies for me that aren't like The Shining.
Yeah.
The fucking Shining, man. Yeah. I can watch that every time. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It makes me feel like going home and watching it. I got a double DVD set that has bonus features and everything. And it's just a great movie. And it was filmed in Salem and at the coast at Depot Bay. And it's just great how that Indian chief dude had all those people fooled that he couldn't talk or understand anything. Nicholson knew better. McMurray knew better. McMurray.
And that was a local writer, too, right?
Actually, that's a great segue. Happy birthday, Ken Kesey.
Nice.
I believe he has passed away. His kids run the McDonald Theater down there in Eugene. They're like the Merry Pranksters and the Zen Tricksters, all affiliated with the Kesey family. Big parts of the Eugene hippie affiliation that is just something I made up right off the top of my head, but they're part of the country fair. I do believe he passed away, but he was born way back in 1935.
Wow.
So happy birthday
Ken
Kesey.
That and associated people.
And that's kind of like a couple days ago we had dead celebrity birthdays with the dude from Skynyrd and Amy Winehouse. This day it's Ken Kesey and John Ritter, Jack Tripper.
Oh, wow. Dude, I love watching even
Three's Company.
In the past, last 3 months I've sat and watched episodes of Three's Company.
It's on late night on TV Land, I think, at like midnight or 1.
You know what's on there now that I watch, though, is King of Queens.
Eh, that's not so bad.
I
don't really like Kevin James that much, but that whatever her name is, she's a little hottie.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah, and Jerry Stiller when he's
oh yeah, he makes the whole show.
Man.
And Patton,
it is so funny. I watched one
Patton Oswalt
the other day when he went off when he's like, "Huh, this Peanuts and this Charles Schulz guy sounds familiar. I went to a school with a guy named Charles Schulz. Wait a minute, this is me. He called me Charlie Brown, and I was bald until I was 12."
I didn't see that episode.
And then he's
classic
like, "And
Stiller.
I wore a striped shirt." So he spent the whole episode. Every comic was about him.
That's crazy. So, yeah, John Ritter would have been 64 today if he was still
alive. Yeah, what a great fucking
I loved
talent,
his
man.
Role in Sling Blade.
Yeah.
Gay. It was a pretty gay role.
It was, yeah. But he could play those. He was a versatile actor, you know, really did. I can't think of any of his other Problem Child, right?
Yeah, but for me,
really.
It was mostly all about Three's Company. And then what was that? Eight rules about
eight rules,
dating
eight
my
simple
daughter.
Rules.
Yeah,
that was pretty good too.
That's what I heard, but I didn't watch it enough. And I was watching one of those roasts or something.
Maybe a dozen
of
them.
Katie Sagal was on there for the Roseanne roast, and
yeah,
I think it was Jeffrey Ross who had made a joke about Jack Ritter. And that show killing him or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, and he's like, too soon? Well, it's been years, but...
Yeah.
A current person who's not dead yet, a comedian, pretty funny Asian dude, Bobby Lee. You know that guy? Do you know who Bobby Lee is?
Maybe. Saw his face.
He's Asian. He looks like all of them. he has a little mustache.
Well, I immediately think of the guy from Community.
Well, isn't that the guy from Hangover, or I don't
Maybe.
Know who's on Community?
Senior Sanchez,
all look the same. But anyway, Bobby Lee, he's on Chelsea lately a lot, and
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
he's bald.
Yeah, no, that's Joe Coy. The bald Asian guy is Joe Coy. Bobby Lee has regular Asian hair, and now he's sporting a little black mustache, like a.
I'll have to look him up.
Yeah, anyway, he was born in 1972. And then not a friend, but a family member, my brother's son, my little nephew, John Guile.
Nice.
His birthday today. He's
birthday.
19, and he's in he's in boot camp.
Wow.
He's
what a branch.
I don't know, but he's in Georgia. I think he's just joining the National Guard for now, but I don't know. But he's going through basic training and all that, so I doubt you never know. As you're in the service, you might need things to do. He might have hooked up with his uncle's podcast. You never know. If so, well, maybe I'll send him a message. Say, hey, keep in touch with what's going on in your area. Well, he lived down in Cresswell, but anyway. So yeah, happy birthday, John. 19 years old. So, and that's all of our birthdays for today, Monday. We hope we're getting you through it all right. And I forgot, couldn't get a hold of Hans. We used last Monday's was Caius, Welcome to Sky Valley, but I don't know what's in Hans' CD player.
It's
KC and the Sunshine Band.
Is it KC and the Sunshine Band?
I'm just guessing.
I'm going to guess Creedence Clearwater Revival, Willie and the Poor Boys. Is that an album?
Probably. He'd say.
If not Cosmic Debris.
That's Zappa. You're thinking of Cosmos Factory.
That's what I'm thinking of. Thank you.
Cosmic Debris.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so he's probably listening to that or like Einster's Neubauten.
All right.
Because, you know, if we say something that's...
I would like him to listen to some Bauhaus.
He might like Bauhaus.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Hey, Hans.
Peter Murphy coming to the Wow Hall if you like Bauhaus. Or maybe you're...
Has that not happened yet, or did it...
It might have already happened.
I don't even know. But, to be honest, I've never even heard Bauhaus.
You've never even heard Bauhaus?
I've heard the Bauhaus.
Dial up some Lucifer Sam. Is that a song by Bauhaus?
I don't know. Do they have a lot of low bass?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard people referencing Bauhaus and saying that, like, Morbid Angel had done some, what we call Bauhaus.
I don't even know if Lucifer Sam is the right
Bauhaus
song.
Worship in the form of doing a song that sounds a lot like... Kind of like some
big
people
hit,
say that Sleep is basically Black Sabbath worship. And so...
Oh, wow.
It basically is.
Hmm. You ever watched Hulu?
Hulu-y?
Hulu.
Have I watched him?
No, Hulu. Hulu.com.
Hulu and the new?
Hulu and the new. Hulu new.
I used to watch Hulu when I lived out in Lacombe because we didn't have cable. But lately I tried to watch Hulu.
Hulu.
I tried to watch it on my Roku.
On
my Roku.
Roku.
With my Hulu. Roku. But it said you have to have an account at Hulu.com.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says you can have a free trial, and then you give them your card number.
I don't need that shit.
I already got Netflix.
It's not bad for the $8 a month, though. I mean, you can go back, and it's got every Saturday Night Live episode ever.
Netflix has that, too, right now.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I was just watching Samurai Optometrist with John Belushi, and then Frank Zappa was doing that song that we did the intro with, Purple Lagoon, and then he came out as Samurai saxophone player and like did like an avant-garde sounding jazzy saxophone solo.
Nice.
And he was like going, Zuzel! He's out!
Yeah.
It's weird shit. I don't know what to think about it. I think there's someone at the door.
Is there someone at the door?
They're knocking super fast. This is Bauhaus. Random. So, yeah. Go check out this dude at the Wow Hole. We usually don't have music interludes.
But Larry King
The only other time we had music interludes is when Dan Kroll made us play Yngwie. That was fucking weird.
Larry King Live, or no, Larry King Now is now a half an hour show that he has exclusively on Hulu. And I've been going through and just been watching random ones. I watched like the Regis Philbin one, kind of goofy. Because it's out at Regis's place. And after they're both retired TV talk show hosts, kind of, you know. So that was interesting. He has like Oliver Stone on there. And they're just like little 24-minute episodes or something like that. And there's a bunch of them. Kind of interesting to check out.
Right on.
He has like, you know, guys you wouldn't think would jump on there.
Is it only on Hulu?
I do believe so. It is only on Hulu. Hulu.com.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I'm going to look it up right now.
All right.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet.
You bailed on the Baja?
Yeah, I just faded it out because we don't need to have no music in the background. Yeah.
I just meant for an outro or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got Floyd.
Yeah, all right.
Floyd is our outro. We're not done yet. We got another.
We're not even close.
We got another half an hour at least. You guys ain't getting off that easy.
Yeah.
You know anybody who plays a whistle flute?
That's just a train whistle, right?
It says.
Or is it one of those pops? You remember those lollipops that had the train?
Oh, they're called the blow pop.
Yeah, the blow pop.
Yeah. No, wait. Whistle pop. Sorry.
Whistle pop.
The blow pop just had
gum.
Bubble gum.
Yeah. One time when I was a kid, I was so bored, I counted the licks to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
It's just three, isn't it?
One, three. No, it was like 1,100 and some.
What?
And I sent it in to the address.
I don't believe it.
And they sent me a certificate that said I was one of the few people who knew.
Was it right? Did they say you were correct?
They just said, you're just one of the few who knew, and they put the number on there with my name and sent me a certificate.
So can you give me an estimate of how many licks it was?
Yeah, it was like 1,100 and some.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I was a weird kid, I guess.
No, you got time on your hands.
Yeah, I did.
All good.
Water one.
So how long do you think it took you?
Four, five. It wasn't that
a day
that long. No.
No.
I'd do like, you know, I would count in my head like 50 licks, and then I'd put a mark down. And so it really wasn't that long.
Yeah. All right.
You're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, I mean, you could lick a Tootsie Pop pretty quick, really.
Yeah, it just
depends. The thing is, do you start at the top or do you start at the side where it has that ridge?
You got to be careful with those anyway, because like sometimes you'll be licking along and then like there'll be a crevice after a piece comes off and you can cut the fuck out of it.
You can.
Man, you got to be careful. And if you're just like not doing the licking, but just kind of like sucking
down
on it, not even chewing on it, just holding it in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
man, you could slice up the roof of your mouth like worse than with the Cap'n mm-hmm. Crunch.
You have to work it down a little bit.
Work it down.
Yeah.
Work it down.
We were talking about dentures and Cap'n Crunch. I wonder about dentures and like animal calls. You think they could just like build in whistles within the dentures? You could just like put your tongue up to a certain spot.
Maybe, but it seems like it would be uncomfortable to have said duck call. Said duck call in your mouth or something. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. Hey, you know what? I think we did it a little bit here and there, but we didn't have any official shit talking.
We haven't shit talked in a shit while.
I didn't want to talk shit with Don Thorpe because he's kind of a respectable kind of guy. And
he loves talking shit, though.
He doesn't like talking farts and shit, but yeah. I found out he was a Golden Gloves boxer.
Yeah,
and
he was.
Don't want to be your boss, but I'm your friend. But he might kill us.
I've known,
He'll kill me. He'll kill me.
He'll flip you.
I don't know.
As what Benicio del Toro said, what movie is that? Do you know?
He likes Hulu.
He'll flip you.
Was that from a Johnny Depp movie?
No, it's Benicio del Toro plays a guy. I'll flip you. I'll flip you.
What movie is that?
The Usual Suspects. When they're all in the prison thing and he's talking about that one guy and he goes, yeah, flip ya.
I flip ya. Oh, man. We talked about before on Shit Talking.
That's like a Japanese
Welcome to
anime.
Shit Talking. This Japanese is the best talking shit show in the whole Shit Talking Nation. And so my friend Bobby, his wife Paloma, told us that if you have to shiitake, like pretty immediately after that, you're pretty, that's healthy and that's normal and that's good. Well, here's a query for you shit experts out there. Last night I cooked myself a nice ham and cheese omelet.
Uh-huh.
And I had some potato salad that was left.
Oh, wow. On top of the omelet?
No, this is just like a side of potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
So I ate my omelet. I ate my potato salad. And I shit you not. Well, I shit you. I'm shitting you. I had to go to the bathroom with it. Like, now, I'm wondering, do you take into account of when you started eating? When, like, the first glop of food fell into your stomach? Or the last bite? And then your stomach is like, oh, he's done shoveling in stuff? Less than 2 minutes, like, I shit you.
Yeah,
I shit you not. I had to go to the bathroom, and it was literally like not healthy. It wasn't regular. It was like
sometimes it's a little too quick.
It was like I had eaten a wet burrito, or something. It just turned into
Oprah's
water.
Wet burrito.
And I know it wasn't the eggs. I had had something to eat earlier in the daytime, maybe crapola Burger King or something, but I just don't understand how dumping a plate full of food into your stomach can cause you to have to just pee out your butt. in like within 2 minutes, less
than
2 minutes.
The number 3, that's what they call that, the number 3.
Ooh, 1 plus 2 equals 3. So what's a number 4?
Oh, that's a double doo-doo.
That's when you're peeing and shitting out your butt and peeing out your penis.
No, that's when you got two turds coming out side to side.
Oh, when you're laying a double loaf.
Yep. Like you're laying a Costco loaf.
You got like that's when you got the separator in your butt for like Aqua Fresh. let's see if I got any shitty stories. Oh, here's something that's kind of related to shit. You know, every once in a while you might forget a couple days, kind of like when you forget to change your oil to change the cat litter box.
Oh yeah.
And if it gets a little clumpy, our
like
youngest
Mr. Clump?
Cat, which I don't really like our youngest cat because she's a little biatch and her name's Lucy.
Dude, you got
and she has fur, so she's pretty much the devil, Lucy Fur. And so, like, anytime that the cat box is like,
rocking the cat box,
needed to be changed maybe one day sooner than it did, she'll just like piss on a pile of towels. Or,
you know what you got to do?
Find a cat turd or a cat puke.
We talked about this last week, dude. You got to play with it. You
got to
play with it before the bed. No, not the poop.
I don't play with cat poop anymore.
No, I've been watching My Cat from Hell, and these people do is they play with it for like a half an hour before bed, and then it tires it out, and it just stops. If you got like a cat post or something, bring it in to the living room with you guys, so it has a place where you guys are and it can hang out, and it's got places to climb.
Here's my thing. I got to thinking about that after we were talking about that last week or two ago. How many people have a cat that's on a regular scale? Oh, it's time to go to bed.
Well, no, you just play with it at some point. You just make sure you give it a little bit of play time every day. You wear it out, like, you know.
I play with
wear
my
it
pussy
out,
every day.
Huh?
I play with my pussy at least once every day.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't know. Maybe you just need to.
I was told
play a
by people
more.
Who used to work for the Green Hill Humane Society and worked with
put
animals.
It down.
No, that a cat pretty much requires a minimum of 15 minutes of attention and playtime every day.
Yeah.
And if you can give them that, they're good to go the rest of the time. So I can understand where these people on My Cat from Hell are right. But what does that have to do with them pissing on towels?
Sometimes,
when
well, if there's too many turds in there, it hurts to
well,
sit
they
down.
Got, or also
probably hurts to sit down.
Also, they don't sit, do they? Also, when they go to dig up and dig a hole for them to pee in, it's already a clumped up pile of piss that's clumped up. Because we get that good tidy cat clumping shit that just it's clumped. It's clumped.
Sometimes maybe it's just the shape of the bin, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either. But that was a little bit of a kid shit talk, a little bit of cat shit talk.
I got some kid shit talk. You know, then one of the most common injuries of young boys, penis injuries, is from the lid slapping on it when they're going pee. Or they could fall in head first and drown, man.
So
you got to watch out for that.
Because they're short, that they're... Their penis is right about the size of the rim of the toilet and the lid folds.
Yeah, and they
on.
Probably just get like right up on there, you know, and they're probably just like.
Well, we still make him
sit. Out, aiming, going.
Yeah, we still make him sit down to pee because he's kind of crazy with his aim unless he's outside.
Yeah.
And we've taught him that the world is his urinal.
Yeah.
Like we've told you before, the world is your urinal. If you're a guy, you just piss anywhere.
Yeah, and so, you know, they like to fire hose it up.
And here's a reminder, if you're taking a piss in public and a cop catches you, you might as well just pull your pants down and take a shit because you're
going to masturbate at the same time.
You're going to get busted for that anyway. So,
yeah.
Just pull one out, rub one out, poop one out, pulp one out.
Also, you got to be careful with old toilets, too, because if you go to flush them, they might fall off the wall.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, today our toilet got plugged with toilet paper by our hyper wiper children that we spoke of on a previous episode.
Hyper wipers.
They're hyper wipers. They use a whole roll to wipe their ass. I don't even know. But anyway, so the toilet was a little plugged and so it was backing up and I didn't want it to overflow. Couldn't find the plunger because it had gotten taken outside or some blah, 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 blah. So who needs a plunger outside, really? But then my wife said, well, do we have any wire hangers? And I said, I don't know why. And she's like, you could give a toilet abortion. I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, just straighten out a toilet, wire hanger, stick it up in the toilet and it'll pull the toilet paper that's blocked. I did that. Toilet abortion worked perfect.
Yeah, if it's not deep enough down there, because that's pretty much what they do.
It's just
with the
one
snake,
little, yeah,
right? You know.
Yeah. So yeah, you just do that, and then you can get your toilet flushing again, and that's what I did. So I gave a toilet abortion today.
Toilet abortion.
And I also got rid of my sound effects bed that had gone bonkers, and it gave me a new updated one that's a lot prettier. And listen how good this toilet is, because that episode or that
segment. Wait, I got one thing though.
Okay, what?
There's always something cooking at the Cluck of Chicken. Bark, 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 bark.
What happened?
Was that it?
No, that was me.
Oh.
You said, wait, I was waiting for
I forgot it.
Okay, well then we're flushing that segment.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with the flush.
Oh. We got our old toilet back. Now listen, nice. The turd always doesn't go down.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does. Listen.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, there it goes.
We were talking about if she smokes, she pokes. If she injects, she has sex.
Yeah.
Brian at work today said, if she snorts, she aborts.
Oh, that means if she does crank, she does the yank.
That's what I love it. New one. If she does crank, she does the yank. And that's probably, you think that's true? Or do you know, I mean.
Well, if I was on crank and got pregnant, I would probably rip that baby out of there as well.
You'd probably, you know. If, you know.
Is it raining?
I think it is. Oh, it's just me pissing.
Oh, the world is.
Did you listen to your piss break on that episode?
Dude, I couldn't believe how long I pissed. That was like, I was like, oh, could we take a break? Because I got to piss real quick.
And then.
Was that the one that you used? It sounds about like it.
Yeah.
Dude, my lawnmower is still fucked up too. I haven't got the blades back from my friend, so I had to weed eat my whole yard.
No, now you don't. You don't have to do it now.
Well, it's overgrown.
I can't even believe you brought that thing in here.
Well, I'm sorry. Dude, your rug was getting... You got some weeds growing over there. Weeds growing over there. Hey, speaking of weed... Did I mention this before? I don't think I did. There's a guy in the town that I live in, and he had a medical marijuana card.
Yeah.
And he had a few too many plants, and he got busted by the cops. And then the cops were nice, and they just took his 53 plants and said, dude, you have three cards. You're only supposed to have 18 plants in bud and another amount or whatever in veg. Mm-hmm. And they said, so they kind of slapped him on the hand and said, okay, don't do that again. 3 months later, they come back, and he's got 96 plants in bud and 104 in veds, a total of 200 plants, and he's supposed to have like 28.
Mm-hmm.
They took all of his lights, all of his weed, all of his fertilizer that he just spent $5,000 on. They put him in jail, and then he bailed himself out for $3,300, which was 10% of his $33,000 bail. And now he's had his grower's card revoked for life.
For life.
Yeah, so you guys, if you are cool enough to get your card and you've got it made, you're growing your own weed, medicine, whatever you want to call it, don't grow eight times as much as you're supposed to and sell it on the side because you're taking advantage of the government and they give you an inch and you take a mile. Just be happy with what you have or else you'll go to jail and then you'll never get to grow legally again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a little lesson for you kids. I'm not going to name any names, but he's from Brownsville and he got in trouble. You probably saw his name in the paper. You could probably check the arrests and referrals from the Albany Democrat Herald if you really want to know. But yeah, don't do that.
I always say... And give an inch, then you think you're a ruler.
You give 12 inches, then you are a ruler.
Yep. Yeah.
If you give 20 inches, then you're a ruler. And a
If you're somebody who grows 96 plants, right? Let's say you're someone who grows 96 plants without your card. Right?
Oh.
But without your card, and then it becomes legal with a card, and so then you go and get your card, but you're only allowed 18, but... Normally, without your card, you'd grow 96. I guess in that situation, I mean, you'd grow your normal 96, right?
I guess.
But, I mean, that's the risk you're taking. But rather than get caught for having 96 plants without his card, he's getting busted for having too much with his card.
Yeah.
So he can go back and grow 96 plants now without his card, just as if He never got his card, right?
Oh, yeah. He can do that all day long. But here's what the funny thing is, and it's not funny, but it kind of is. He's already trying to find someone because he owns a bunch of rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to find somebody to rent out the house that he just got busted at because his room is still all set up there. So he wants to rent the house to somebody that will grow for him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to rent it to someone who has a card.
Yeah.
And then have them grow way too much, and then he'll get all the extras, but that's because he's paying for the room. And so he's thinking it'll be his crop, but it'll be with your card. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Then if you get caught, then it's your card on the line.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to worry about getting his revoked because it's already revoked.
Should we really publish this?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't mention any names. And if I did say he's from Brownsville and his name is... But, yeah, we talk about cutting-edge stuff, so if you guys are into getting your cards, don't try to beat around the bushes, your pot bushes, because the Big Brother is watching you.
Yeah, man, don't.
Just do what you're supposed to do. Like, there were some people in, like, Medford or somewhere, and they got busted for sending, like, 70 pounds every 2 weeks or something stupid back to Boston, and they were packing they were packing it in furniture and shipping it on these, you know.
Silly.
Yeah, and... They're totally revoked, probably in prison, because that's big-time shit.
Beyond your means, really, right?
What's that?
That's beyond your means.
Oh, yeah. It's just getting... It's kind of like the Scarface epidemic. It's just getting more and more and more. Oh, we got to have more. Oh, well,
Or the Breaking Bad epidemic.
Yeah. Must have more. It's got more.
When will he stop?
He never will stop. But I heard that the season is ending this next... Second half of season five is supposed to be final.
I'll be good with that. I will.
Yeah, because it gets a little tedious to have to want to watch it every week, right?
It's also, I think they just might have showed it, the series finale of Weeds.
I haven't. So season seven is going to be the last, or is there season eight?
Seven or eight. I can't remember. But I'm caught up through halfway through. Man, I'll tell you what, man.
I've only seen...
It drags through.
Yeah, I had trouble watching the last two seasons. The first two or three, I think, were awesome.
Yeah.
It was once they changed the opening theme music.
Well, yeah, and once she... Do you think it's about the time that she started really getting into the Mexican cartel and...
Yeah.
Like, starting families with the Mexican cartel, then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, right.
That would happen.
The standard-ass...
Carl.
Lady.
If you want to be in the Mexican drug cartel, you have to be with standard-ass cartel.
Yeah. His birthday was a while back.
Was it?
Speaking of birthdays, it was.
Was it yesterday? Or was it last Sunday?
It was last Sunday.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Coming on our show.
Guest, yeah, in October. October.
I think we also have Seth Milstein coming back.
Yep, Will Woodruff.
October. Will Woodruff has rescheduled.
Superfan Jared Nelson.
Oh, no, Wamba Ball already came on.
Yeah, he's coming on again, too.
That's what I thought.
Later in October 16th.
Right on.
I don't think we have anybody booked for next week, though, but we got the special, later on this week, but we'll probably have somebody, right?
Seems like it. Find somebody.
Wrangle something up.
Maybe I'll get the guitar player from Griefhammer.
What?
The little one. Well, Hans is little, too. The young one. Maybe Mike and Hans will both come on. Maybe we could get Lance. Who knows?
Wow.
He could Griefhammer on the show. Ron. What about Ron?
Wow. I asked him the other day, but he didn't.
He doesn't say much even when you're just talking to him. I mean, he does, but it seems like he'd be kind of quiet on the radio.
I could probably get the Dactyl dude. we'll talk to him about Mac Miller.
We could Sarah Dactyl.
Dactyline.
You see if he listened to his fucking NWA CD.
Yeah, or if he figured out how to get it onto his computer. But he just bought a nice CD player, so he should be able
maybe
to play.
He could burn it.
Yeah.
He should just burn a CD player.
Yeah.
Get a computer that rips. He could rip off a computer and then burn his CD player.
Man. And I thought, somebody that age would be all technologically, but I kind of still... I look at it like this. Here's a kid that you would figure, in his day and age, you figure the majority of kids are out there. They're just computer and cell phone and everything.
iTunes,
and
iPod,
this dude,
iPad,
man, he spent
iPhone.
His childhood outside playing.
Well, good.
You know, and I think
you don't
that's,
see that much these days.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Is man, you know, he said that his dad wouldn't let him watch Barney when he was growing up. That it was Flintstones.
Maybe that's why
I was
he.
Like, yeah.
Maybe that's why he listens to Mac Miller.
A Mac Miller, a Macadelic. That is a Mac Miller album.
Wow,
Macadelic.
Wow, so you missed out very closely though when you were guessing last week about
Macalicious.
Yeah, Macadelic.
And
Macadelicious.
Macafrackalaca.
Hey, my name's Mac, and I'm back with attack. Yep. Big Mac attack. Jack.
Hey, boy, don't you Mac on the Mac-a-laca.
Hey, Chack-a-laca, what's Mac? Is he a fast rapper, or is he like a, I'm a dumb white guy rapping real slow, sound like the in Wu-Tang Clan Posse?
Maybe
here we
even
go.
Like higher pitch, though, like,
we're rapping out now because I'm rapping on the
moon. No, not that. No. Right, so he's like, I'm just a white rapper from Pittsburgh.
Right on. Well, we talked about Yellow Wolf, you know, and he's like a blast beat rapper. He's like,
you know who else is like that is Brack's dad.
Brack Attack.
Have you watched Brack?
No, but we talked about that. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, and then watch the rap showdown.
Brack Rap?
And that one's just hilarious. His dad will get down and go, beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. Oh, that's pretty good rap.
Yeah. All right. He's just right on it.
Well, I think it's about time to say, hey, click on our link that says, a little button that says donate. Give us a buck. Give us 50 cents. Give us whatever you got.
Send us an email of who sings It's About Time that I'm thinking of.
And if
you get it right,
We'll
email you back.
And if you could find something in your PayPal that is it's called love, just send us some love your way via PayPal. And then we know if it's fake love, we can get our money back.
We
can get our love back.
What we're doing is we're building a temple in the backyard.
Yeah.
And we still need some golden...
Temple, please.
We still need some golden shingles.
Baby Jesus, golden, please.
Yes, please send us your shingles.
And what else was I going to say? Oh, if you got any people's birthdays coming up or shit, you want to get your Christmas shopping done early, go to Amazon through TagCast Podcast.
What I love about Amazon through the holidays, and it starts around probably before Black Friday now. It's probably 1 to 2 weeks prior to Black Friday. They'll start having monster deals all day long, every day, every few hours, and just stuff that, you know, you could stock up on movies and even Blu-rays as low as like $3 to $5.
Heck yeah.
That you could just buy and then be like, hey, I know this guy, a person likes this movie.
Yep.
For a few bucks, man. Bam.
Bam. And, you know, so you go to tagcastpodcast.com, you click on the Amazon link, it takes you to Amazon. You can do your regular shopping and hopefully you can get your Christmas shopping done before every time before you turn on the TV every time it goes dun 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 dun. Because at that point you're like, fuck, it's Christmas music already and it's not even Thanksgiving. You don't want to shop.
And what's great too is you can for like $80 you and your family can get Amazon Prime. It's free two-day shipping, man.
Oh, yeah. And if you have
that is awesome during the Christmas time.
And if you have a Kindle or any type of those electric reader type things, you can get like free books that you can read. That's kind of like checking them out. You don't get to keep them, but you can download them and read them and then give them back for Amazon Prime members. Lots of good deals. So go check it out.
And they got the new Kindle out, man. Those are going to be big.
What are
the
they called?
Kindle something or other.
Yeah, and they got...
You'll see it right on the front page.
Their screen is 1.9 inches bigger than mine.
And that's diagonal, so you know what I'm saying.
But it's $299 for the 3G one.
Yeah.
It's an extra $120. I think you can get the Kindle Fire for...
You're
going to
want to get your name on the list now if you're going to want one before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, they're going to sell like pancakes.
Yeah, I'm figuring it's probably a get your name on the list kind of a thing.
And here's what I wonder is when people make the reference of they're selling like hotcakes, why don't they ever say pancakes? Because you never hear anybody say, man, those things are going like pancakes.
Yeah.
They're selling like pancakes.
Why don't they ever say they're on fire like Kindles?
Those things are selling like iPods.
Yeah. Man, these iPods down here are selling like iPods.
Well, it was an old-timer saying. So back in the day,
they
just only thing that really went fast was hotcakes.
Did you know there was rules to kick the can?
I thought you just kicked it and ran away.
That's what I thought, too.
So what's the rules?
I just kicked it. I don't know. Okay. But I heard that occasionally you'll put the...
Is there a point system or anything?
I didn't ever think
there was a winner.
Some sort of tag, and then I think sometimes you put the can over like a stick that's in the ground, so somebody comes up and kicks it. And
here was my interpretation of kick the can. Uh-huh. You get a bunch of your friends that are bored out into a parking lot or a grass place. You throw a can down and you just start kicking it. You just kick it around and
when,
you kick it.
When you picture the can, all right, what kind of can is it? Is there a label on it?
No, it's a delabeled corn or green beans can.
All right. And I'm thinking, does it have the lid still on it, like bent out?
No, we would detach it because that's dangerous with open
well, that's
toed
what
shoes.
What I picture when I kick it around is like it's got the, it's like the Popeye just broke open this pitch can.
I just see these three New York kids in Brooklyn. No shoes
shoes.
They're in a lot that's like dilapidated, They're running around. It's probably MCA and him and his friends, and they're like, "Kick it!" And then they kick the can. And the Beastie Boys, I think, invented the game kick the can. So they'd have a friend drop it in, and he'd say, "Kick it!" And he'd go, "Coo."
When I envision it in my head, though, it's a Piatone.
What's a Piatone?
Sepia tone.
Oh, sepia or sepia?
Sepia.
Where are you from?
Sepia, is that what it is? What do you
say? Tomato, tomato. I always say sepia.
Sepia? Maybe it is. I always go sepia.
I heard J-Rock said he's like, get it on that fucking sepia tone shit. I like that sepia.
Maybe it is sepia.
Sepia.
Hey, somebody email us and tell us whether it's sepia or sepia. And
how do you say tomato? How do you say tomato?
And,
how do you say...
If you're right, well, we won't even know. You're telling us, right?
So, yeah, sound it out phonetically. You write se-pi.
Sepia, though.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I don't know. Sepia, sepia.
Sepia.
Anyway, you guys have been an awesome listening audience. We've segued and tangented for an hour now. So check back with us on Hump Day. We'll be having another episode. It'll be 213. Lucky number 213.
Eerie.
All right. Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the ZappaCast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gats, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com. tagcastpodcast.com.